Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? This is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is a great day in the Lord. It is March 30th, 2024. Excuse me, March 30th. We are moving forward in this year, 2024, more in 2024. We are expanding our minds to understand the love that Jesus brought to us, the love that Jesus shed in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, the love that Jesus showed to us by his sacrifice, the love that was showed to us by Jesus being raised from the dead. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, interceding for us daily, every minute of every single day, Jesus is interceding for us. Glory be to God. And we have a high priest that has experienced everything that we ever will go through. And he knows how to give us the wisdom and the knowledge to defeat all the things that would come against us, to try to stop us, to try to get us to give up and give out and quit. But we not in that frame of mind. Glory to God. Yes, the things of life comes at us hard. The things of life come at us hard and try to get us to give up and quit. But we are not quitting. Amen. We are more more than conquerors. Glory to God. God has given us a spirit of victory. A spirit of victory. We are more than conquerors, and everything that comes to us, the enemy has no weapon that is formed against us that can prosper. Glory to God. No weapon that is formed against us can prosper, and no tongue that spews falsehood or slander against us shall be shown to be a lie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have to just walk in love. You move as Jesus moved. You know, what's that song? You move and I move, or whatever. I can't remember the tune of it, but you move as Jesus moved. As Jesus moves, you move. You don't do anything different. And when you're walking in that love, when you're walking in the faith that you have, that you know that Jesus is in you, that Jesus is for you, nothing, nothing, nothing can be against you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing can be against you. Everything that comes to try to kill, to try to destroy, tries to kill or slaughter, and tries to destroy shall be defeated. Glory to God. It will, as you choose God, as you choose the way of the kingdom and walk in it, it will be turned around for your good. Glory to God. That's the key of walking victorious in this life, is walking in the love of Jesus, walking in the love that God has shed to us and shedding. And as we become more knowledgeable of that love in ourselves, and it begins to work in us for us, and we begin to build our strength and grow in the Lord and realize all the things that God has done for us and realize how victorious we are, it begins to overflow. It begins to overflow. And as it overflows in and out of us, we can serve others. We can minister to others. We can help others. That's how that goes. Glory to God. That's how it goes. As we do that, others around us sees it, and others around, we can minister to them and give them what they need to continue forth and teach them how to contact the God in them. Glory to God. And then they can begin to grow in that love, have that love begin to fill their cup and start to overflow. And then they will affect their sphere of influence. Glory to God. And this is how we will conquer the world again for Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's a wonderful, glorious day in the Lord. Happy Saturday. Happy Saturday. I apologize that I haven't been with you for 2 days, but as I tell you, life happens and the enemy tries to knock me out, but he cannot. He does not have the power to knock me out. That's why I'm back here today. Amen. Amen and amen. We've been studying, let's get into our word for today. We've been studying kingdom living, and kingdom living is what? That's right. Faith, hope, love. That's right. Kingdom living is faith, hope, love. And we are fully in faith, hope, and love. We have the faith of God. We have our hope in Jesus, and we love all. Glory to God. We love all. And so in that, we are moving in the kingdom of God. And in that kingdom is good. So we need to be expecting good every single day. Good is going to happen to us. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we've gone through several scriptures. And so now we find ourselves in Romans. And I'm at Romans chapter 5. And we're looking at our new life in Christ Jesus through the love of Jesus. And as we look at the love of Christ and what Jesus did for us, and we see that, and in chapter 5, he talks about it. Paul talks about us, God's love in us through our faith, and that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God that is given to us. And so we're walking through verses 5 through 11. And so we've read verse 1. And so now we're going to go to verse 2. And I'm going to start with verse 1 and read through it and go through verse 2. Okay? So, and I'm using, as I've been walking, I'm using the Passion Translation and the New Century version of the Bible. Okay. So, the Passion Translation, Romans 5, verse 1 and 2 reads, "Our faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to us. And God now declares us flawless." I said faultless, but that was the word that God gave me Wednesday morning, was faultless, that we are faultless before God. It actually says flawless, and we are that too. We are flawless before God. Declares us flawless in God's eyes. This means we can now enjoy true and lasting peace with God. I got to say that again. This means we can enjoy true and lasting peace with God, because Jesus, our faith in Jesus, has transferred God's righteousness to us. And we are declared flawless in God's eyes. So now we can enjoy true and lasting peace with God. Come on, y'all. Enjoy true and lasting peace with God. Know that your relationship with God is good. Your relationship with God is perfect. Your relationship with God is right. And God is not after you. God is not trying to destroy you. God is for you. In every single way, God is for you. All because of what our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, has done for us. God is for us because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing we did, nothing we can do. It's all because of what Jesus has done for us, is why God is for us. And all we have to do is believe that Jesus was for us. We believe that Jesus did all this for us, and therefore now we are right with God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Verse 2 says, our faith. Okay? Our faith. I'm going to say that one more time. Our faith. Your faith. My faith. His faith. Her faith. Their faith guarantees us permanent access into this marvelous kindness or this marvelous grace that has given us, listen to this, that has given us a perfect relationship with God. Whew, hallelujah, hallelujah, has given us, given me, given you, given John, given Gloria, given Shaquika, given Dominique, given Trey, given Xavier, given Steve, given Athena, given Linda, given everybody you can think of. A perfect relationship with God. A perfect, see that? Perfect. So, and usually that word perfect that is rendered in the Bible, it usually means mature. A mature relationship with God. But I want to keep, you know, that word perfect means that everything's in place and everything is right between you and God. Not that we do everything right. Not that we make dot all our T's and cross. See, that means that's showing us imperfectness. But my relationship with God is perfect. It's in place. It's right. And I can speak to God no matter what. And even if I'm dotting my T's and crossing my I's. It's our relationship with God is perfect. It's always there. God is always there for us. We can speak to God all the time. We can rely on God. We don't allow situations and circumstances to disturb that peace with God. Even though stuff does, deep stuff tries to come in. Yesterday, as I was leaving work, long day, hectic, trying to get stuff done, doing a lot of stuff. Athena and I, my wife and I, had a dinner engagement. And I pack up, you know, at the dinner engagement, it was supposed to have been at 5:30. So at 5 o'clock, I'm still in my office. And she calls me, you know, 5:30. Okay, yes. Okay, I'm packing up now. I pack up my stuff. I go out to my truck, put my stuff in, stick the key in the ignition, turn it, click, 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 click. And my truck won't start. And it's already 15 after 5. Woo! Come on. Come on. And it's been a long week. All kinds of stuff has come at us. you know, our water heater went out. You know, there's just all kinds of stuff went on during the week. And it's a lot of it is just life, but it seems like that the enemy is just bombarding us. But you know why? It's because of trying to get you to doubt. Because if the enemy can get you in doubt, he can get you in fear. So if he can get you to doubt God's love for you, then he can move you into fear. And if he moves you into fear, then now you connect it to him. Now you connect it to it, or whatever you want to call it. And now he can start to steal from you. And then as he starts to steal, he can start to slaughter and kill. We ain't having it. No. I believe the love. Glory to God. I believe the love of God. I believe God's love for me. I know that God loves me. And you know what we did? We gave even more. We gave to certain people. We gave to certain organizations. We gave because we believe God's love. It's not going to stop us from doing what we do because we know God loves us. Hallelujah. Then, you know, I sat there for a minute and I thought, oh no, the truck won't stop. And so before I called my wife, I just sat there and I took a deep breath. Jesus. And I started singing, Jesus, I love you. Base my life upon you. How I love you. I just started singing, Jesus, I love you. How I love you. And I just could feel the presence of God with me. And so then I called her and said, look, truck won't start. You need to come get me. And you know what I did? I left the truck right there at work. I took my stuff out of my truck, carried the stuff that I needed with me, and left it in the parking lot. And we'll deal with it as God gives us wisdom and knowledge to deal with it. That's how you attack life. That's how you attack the problems. You don't let it move you. You don't let it take you out of your orbit. You don't let it move your peace. Had a great time at dinner. Had a great time in fellowship with friends, a new friend, meeting a new person and getting to know them. We had a great time. Went home, didn't think about it again, to be honest with you, because it's a thing. And what does scripture tell us? That when we seek first the kingdom of God, hallelujah, when we seek first the kingdom of God, all these, what? Come on, y'all, say it loud. Things will be added to you. Glory to God. So, hey, I ain't worried about it. I'm not. Worried about, you know, how, what, or when. We will move as God directs us. And I'll keep you informed on what happens and how it happens and tell you all about it. But we're not going to be moved. We're not going to be uprooted. Our root and source is the love. Hallelujah. The love of God. And we believe God's love for us, and we cling to that love, and we know God loves us, and so we know that God is going to lead us and show us what to do, and we're going to do it, and we're not going to be out of anything in the name of Jesus. But this is how we attack life. This is how we attack the things that come at us. This is how I take that back. I use that word incorrectly. This is how we defend ourselves, by putting up the shield of faith, using the weapons that God has given us. I put up my shield of faith before me to quench all of the fiery darts that's being shot at me. And I quench them with the shield of faith that covers me from head to toe. And then I have my feet are shod with the gospel of peace. So my peace is not moved. I have on the helmet of salvation where I am given the knowledge and the wisdom to be able to deal with the situation. I just have to sit back and listen for the voice of God to direct me in what to do. We can't allow pressures to change us. We have to walk in the love of God. Our faith guarantees us permanent access into this marvelous, and this translation uses the marvelous kindness that has given us a perfect relationship with God. And when we have that perfect relationship, it says, what incredible joy bursts forth within us as we keep on celebrating our hope. Jesus is our hope. Our hope of experiencing God's grace and experiencing God's glory, which is God's presence. Glory means the presence of God. But told you I use two translations. I want to read the same two verses out of the New Century Translation. The New Century Translation, verses 1 and 2 out of the New Century Translation reads, since we have been made right with God by our faith, by our faith, we have peace with God. And in the Greek, this could be rendered, since we have been made right with God by our faith, let us have peace with God. Let us have peace with God. We have peace with God. This happened through our Lord Jesus Christ, who through our faith, has brought us into that blessing of God's kindness or God's grace that we now enjoy. God's grace, God's kindness that we now enjoy. We enjoy God's grace and God's kindness. God's grace was on me that we called our friend. I told them that we were going to be late, but we would be there by 6. They were fine with that. We were able to have a great time at this. God's grace. We were able to enjoy God's grace. There was no traffic. We were able to travel very freely because the traffic was minimal. It was wonderful. And says, and we are happy because of the hope we have of sharing God's glory, God's presence in our lives. Because of the hope we have of sharing God's glory, God's presence. We shared God's presence. My wife and I enjoyed when I called her back and she was on her way. We began to sing together. We began to sing the love of God in our lives and talk about the love. And she just began to speak out the things of God that we have and how glorious the love of God was in our lives, that we know God loves us. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was glorious because we did not allow the situation and the circumstances to move us from our stance. And this is how we have to live. This is how we have to proclaim the goodness of God in our lives every single day and enjoy God with us, God in us, God for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love each and every one of you. Have a glorious, wonderful day in the Lord, and I will talk to you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. and I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.